Tape script 11.10.
Stories of forgetfulness like these are familiar to many of us, and experts say that such cases as Ellen's, Josh's and Fiona's show the loss of memory is not just related to age, but can be caused by our way of life. Alan Buchan is a professor of psychology, and he explains why.
One of the problems these days is that many companies have far fewer employees. This means that one person often does several jobs. Jobs that before were done by many people are now done by a few. If you have five things to do at once, you become stressed and forgetful. I think many people in work situations, at a meeting or something, have the experience where they start a sentence and halfway through it, they can't remember what they're talking about and they can't finish the sentence.
That's happened to me.
It's a terrible feeling. You think you're going insane. I remember one patient who came to me so distressed because at three important meetings in 1 week, she found herself saying mid-sentence, "I'm sorry, I can't remember what I'm talking about." This was a patient in a new job, which involved a lot of travelling. She also had a home and family to take care of, and she'd recently moved. She had so many things to think about that her brain couldn't cope. It shut down.
I can see the problem, but what's the solution? How did you help that patient?
Well, part of the solution is recognising the problem. Once we'd talked to this patient about her stressful lifestyle, she realised that she wasn't going crazy, and she felt more relaxed and was able to help herself. But, do you know, one of the best ways to remember things, even in these days of personal and handheld computers?
What's that?
It's a notebook, or just a piece of paper. At the beginning of every day, write yourself a list of things you have to do, and it gives you a really good feeling when you cross things off the list as you do them.
Well, there you have it. Thank you very much, Professor Professor Alan Buchan.